Next patient is Samuel Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, Samuel. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, in this 67-year-old African-American male. The patient has a history of diabetes, and we think that is diabetic nephropathy, classified class 4, and this was done because of a kidney biopsy that was completed on September the 27, 2022. The patient was and has been placed on Kerendia. There was a change in also evidence of that the patient started in Kerendia, and he takes 20 milligrams every day. At one time was on Farxiga, but I don't think that the patient is taking that medication daily, period. In any event, the latest laboratory workup that was done on November the 30th, 2022, shows that the serum creatinine is 2.6, and the estimated GFR went down to 26. However, the proteinuria decreased to 700 milligrams. The potassium is 4.3. This is a situation in that we are going to continue with the administration of the Kerendia, despite of the deterioration of the kidney function, period. The proteinuria has been cut down in 50%, which is commendable. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was in November 30th, 2022 is 5.7. Following number, arterial hypertension. This patient has a systolic blood pressure of 103. The cardiologist, Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, put him on amlodipine. We are going to check the blood pressure before he takes the amlodipine, and if it is below 120 systolic, we are going to hold it. And we let Dr. Arcenas know. Following number, hyperuricemia, that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, osteoarthritis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested in this case 8 minutes in reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.